My name is Nicole Nora. I am 21 years old. Today is November 29th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Yuta Nora, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Fairfax Station, Virginia. Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to the United States was like for you?
I came from Finland. Coming to the U.S. was both intimidating and exciting.
Were there difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
Oh, of course. Coming to a new country without your family and not knowing anyone was not easy.
Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen?
It was actually surprisingly emotional. I felt very torn because I also would have liked to keep my Finnish citizenship. Eventually, Finland actually changed the law, so then now I am a dual citizen.
Can you think of moments where you felt welcomed as an immigrant or not welcomed?
Americans are very friendly, so I have to say that I really have not had any negative experiences, but I do have some friends that have had some bad experiences.
What was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country?
One very difficult thing culturally for me to adjust was reading between the lines how Americans communicate. I clearly remember when I arrived and someone told me, let's hang out this weekend. And I basically crossed my entire calendar for that person and stopped making any other plans because I thought that was the plan. And was quite shocked when that person never followed up. But I learned that quickly, that I have to kind of read in between the lines and not take everything word by word.
Can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the United States?
I came to the U.S. as a transfer college student, then stayed for graduate school, and also then ended up getting married.
Did anyone help you when you first came to this country? Have you helped anyone since you have been here?
Actually, I had no one to help me at the beginning. I think I drove the lady crazy at the leasing office in my apartment. I was trying to have her explain, you know, what does long distance mean? What do you mean you have to change, you know, pick your phone company? I mean, all these things were new to me that no one was there to help me. As far as helping others, yes, I actually worked with and mentor au pairs that come here and work in as a child caretaker in American families. And I find it very rewarding because I know exactly how they feel when they're trying to open a bank account and they don't understand the questions and papers that they're asking for.
What was the most surprising thing about the United States?
I have to say that it was shocking to see how much poverty there is in the U.S. I was not prepared. I was not aware of it, quite honestly. In Finland, in Europe, we kind of see these American movies with, you know, rich people, big cars, big houses, but we don't see the other side of it. Also, the extent of crime. I knew that America has higher crime rates than Europe, but it was still quite shocking how extremely high the crime rates are here.
What was your first day in the U.S. like?
So this was all before the internet. So I landed in Denver all by myself with two suitcases, had no place to go, so I didn't know even which hotel to pick. So I jumped in a taxi. I told the driver to take me to a hotel near University of Denver. And he asked me which hotel. I said, I don't know, what's near there? And he said, you're all alone here, no family, no friends, don't you know anybody? I said, nope. And I was doing just fine until then. Then he said, oh, how come a pretty girl like you is all alone here with no family and no friends? And he gave me this sad look. And that's when I just started crying hysterically and kind of hits me at that moment. And I just remember so vividly how homesick I felt that at that moment.
Is internet usage different in Finland than it is in the United States? Explain.
Yes, Finland is considerably more advanced in anything in technology, including internet. internet is available even in the most remote corners of Lapland, where no one even lives. Wi-Fi is widely available. I believe the city of Helsinki has Wi-Fi just about everywhere you go. All the so many different things you can do over your phone. Any technology is much more advanced back in Finland. I remember when I came here 30 years ago to the US, I was shocked that they still write checks here, because we haven't done that in Finland since, you know, I was a little girl, and it's amazing that they actually still do that in 2018. But of course, there are different security concerns here, so that may be the reason. Also, the government really makes sure that everyone is up to date with their technological skills. So they have these free classes for even the elderly. So my mother, who's 80 years old, she does everything online, all her retirement, pension affairs, her banking, everything. So they provide free education to everyone. So, of course, in the long run, it saves money for the government also. But it is nice that everyone is up to date with their internet and computer skills.
Do you prefer a world with or without the internet?
I have to say with internet. Sometimes on vacation, I wish there was no internet.
How has the internet changed communication?
Well, people expect immediate responses. Also, I think face-to-face communication has changed. I think the younger generation, they may find it challenging as they grow older. But it can be also stressful to have that expectation to always immediately respond to someone.
Do you think that the internet is more harmful than helpful?
I have to say I think it's more helpful.
Would you live in an internet-free world if you had the option?
No, I would not.
When you were my age, how did you use to retrieve information?
At your age, I used to use encyclopedia. And I remember even when I had to do research on universities in the U.S., I had to take the train for 2 hours to go to the capital, because that was the only place in Finland, in Helsinki, where they had an office that had books about the U.S. universities. So information certainly was not available easily.
How has the retrieval of information changed over time?
Oh, my goodness. It is so much faster. There's so much more information, more in-depth. But also, there's a lot of information that is not accurate, which is something that we occasionally forget.
Give an example of how technology has helped you in some way.
Well, technology has helped me in so many ways. Just simply by not having to go to the library to do research on various things, or going to the mall to go shopping, or you can find answers to medical concerns on the online. So has definitely saved me a lot of gas and miles in my car and my time.
Give an example of when technology failed you in some way.
Well, I'm definitely too reliant on my phone. So, for example, a few times when my phone battery has died, I'm just completely helpless, because my contacts, my map, my calendar, everything is on the phone. And I don't even have a regular map in my car anymore. So you really have to find a place to charge your phone to be able to function.
Do you believe that this interview would have had different results if you had grown up in the United States?
Well, I think me coming from a Western country, I have to say not that much, but that's a good question, though.
Okay.